listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls. Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well.
So I guess I should say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To everyone who's listening, there's a lot to talk about today because we're going to be talking about holiday traditions.
Yeah, holiday traditions. I'm really excited about that. We have lots of different holiday traditions. And certainly because we are centering everything around food, we want to talk about food holiday traditions, but we'll probably factor into this conversation some other holiday traditions that we have as well.
Like our obsession with trees.
Oh my gosh. Trees. Yeah, embarrassing, guys, but it's all right. We'll get there. We'll share that with you. Stay tuned. Don't shut us off. You're going to want to hear all about how crazy we are. Anyway, so yeah, let's jump right in and talk about some holiday traditions. We'll talk about Christmas kind of things first. So we're a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
When it comes to just preparing for Christmas. Yeah. So those of you that follow our Instagram,
you know that we like to eat.
You know that we like to eat, yes. But you also, if you've been watching in our story, you'll see that Jen has been baking every day. So every day I'm sharing a couple more cookies with you.
And every night.
And every
middle
night.
Middle of the night.
Yeah. Till like
sleep.
2 a.m.
Get up.
She's like up at the crack of dawn before it's sunny outside. Of course, that's not hard here in Pittsburgh. It's not sunny at all right now. But yeah, she's baking all day long. Right now, she's covered in, she looks like, I can't see her. She's covered in flour.
I was telling my kids, I don't know if you've ever watched Friends, but there's that episode where Monica, they lose their apartment to the boys and Chandler and Joey. And so they get their good apartment and they get their old apartment through a bet. And so she's doing everything because she's always the hostess to make it just right and perfect. And she's, you know, riding around, scrubbing the floors and polishing them. And then at the very end, when everybody can finally come in and eat, she's like totally sound asleep on the couch and snuggling up. And she's just wants to watch everybody enjoying.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much going to be me on Christmas Day. I think all the baking is
going
to catch up to me and I'm going to crash and that's going to be it.
Hey, well.
But people will enjoy their cookies.
They
and that will.
Will
make my heart happy.
And I can attest to that. She makes great cookies. So some of the cookies are family tradition cookies, cookies that were recipes that were passed down. And she's been baking those since, you know, well, as long as I can remember. She's added a couple new ones in here and there. But so you've seen that, I'm sure, if you're following us, you've seen that in our story.
Yeah.
Jen, you find baking to be therapeutic.
Oh, absolutely.
And she likes to do it. Like, she doesn't really want any help doing it either. It's kind of like a thing that she goes in. You just kind of go in there and and tackle it and throw some Christmas music on, make yourself a cup of coffee, and you get busy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for the sake of being a mother and a good, in air quotes, good mother, that I try to save some cookies and some icing and let my kids help here and there when they can, because I just think that that's probably what I should do. But really, I like to be all alone in the kitchen and have the Christmas music going or a movie that I've seen a million times that I don't need to pay
She's
that much attention to.
Hallmark movies, guys.
I am. Hallmark movies. And while you were sleeping, you got mail, all the little rom-com movies that everybody's familiar with, those little holiday movies. I like those and I put those on because I know them line for line. I don't have to pay attention to what they're saying and I bake away.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel happy inside.
Yeah. So when I bake, I do it more out of obligation. I need therapy when I'm done. I love to cook. Like, don't get me wrong. I love it. I mean, we are both of us when it comes to really anything in the kitchen. So I shouldn't like downplay completely, because anything that we do, it is a creative outlet. It is therapeutic to some degree. I just don't find as much enjoyment in baking as I do in cooking in general. But so we'll see. Maybe we'll throw up some of, I mean, not literally the throws. Hopefully we're not going to throw up my cookies. We'll throw some of those on our story too. Once I get started, I'm not as organized in that area, but you also bake somewhere in the neighborhood of like a gajillion dozen cookies.
Right now, I'm not quite done. I'm almost done, and I have about 70 dozen finished, and that doesn't include the fudge or
so, guys, truffles. We'd like to invite you all to our Christmas open house.
Seriously.
Where there will be more cookies.
Hey, we said welcome to our table.
We did. Please help us eat these cookies. Because if we have to eat them all ourselves, those of you that have seen us may not recognize us when we're done. But that's okay. It's Christmas.
Hey, it's
the holiday. It's the holiday season.
Somebody's gotta do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. So we've got baking underway, baking getting under your belt there. And then we both do a lot just in preparations over Christmas too, both of us. So we both come from Italian families. When I was younger, my grandmother, I only ever remember Christmas Eve, Feast of the Seven Fishes, midnight mass.
Yeah.
So I actually have a lot of holiday tradition. Like, we're already past Hanukkah, but my mother was raised Jewish and my father was raised Catholic. And so I had all of these traditions growing up. It was great because I got to like celebrate every holiday. It was, you know, I thought that that was the best thing. And I have actually carried, like shared those. I want my kids to just, although we practice more in the Christian faith, I still want my kids to have some sense of what the Jewish faith was about. And, you know, it's just kind of like passing that along to my kids.
Well,
so we still do that.
Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah. So we still do that as well. But so back to Christmas Eve. So when my grandmother had lost the ability to do that any longer, and she really did it, she did it all herself. Family was in different places, but some of us would come in from out of town. There's some that lived out of town. And I remember my dad didn't live around here at the time, and he would come in and, because nobody else wanted this job, but he would be cleaning the squid and getting everything that everybody else thought was like really smelly and slimy and nasty, like my poor dad. But he was loving it. You know, he was there doing it all with her. And but when she lost the ability to really be able to do it all, it had gone from my grandmother's house to my uncle's house. And then things at that point kind of started to break apart. Like everybody, we were all older and everybody kind of started their own, branched off and started their own little traditions. And it was at that point within a couple of years that I decided I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to carry this tradition on at home, you know, in my home, because I wanted my kids to have that same experience, even though they are not nearly as adventurous with food as I am. But it feels good. Like it feels so comfortable and it feels really good to have those traditions carried on. And it's very similar with you as well. I mean, the whole Christmas Eve, we have these, I mean, you do some of the same recipes as you've been, you know, your family had done for years too.
Right. Yeah.
So that's that's been super important. I mean, that's something I think that's really important to both of us and probably to a lot of you too, that I think there's a certain point in your life where you don't think about it a lot and then you start to really realize that there are things that mean so much and that feeling very steeped in family tradition. I don't know. It's so important.
It is really, really, really important, I think. I mean, I lost my mom last year, year ago.
Right.
So
right before the holidays, guys.
This is December 2nd of last year. So making her cookies that she had always made that one Italian cookie. And I had never made that because that was like, you know, mom's cookie. And it's a shame that I didn't really take time to make them with her. But I was so busy making my other 150,000 other cookies.
Yeah.
That I didn't. So, but I had her recipe and it was actually my great grandmother's recipe. And, you know, I make a joke that there were tears and the cookies were extra salty last year because the batter was full of tears. But yeah, I mean, I want to encourage people that if there's something that you love that your family does, learn to do it because you never know when
you will regret it if you don't.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I mean, you can pick up and you can do it. And hey, let's just be honest anyway. Recipes that grandma made, like she used the same pot or she used the same pan. I mean, we talk about, you know, you'll say like, oh, you get a new cast iron skillet, you need to season that. You know what I mean? It's like grandma's pots and pans were seasoned over an eternity of time. And those things, it's like nothing that you ever do will ever be exactly the same. But just don't miss out on that opportunity to take the time. I mean, I get it. We all live really busy lives, but take the time to learn, you know, what it is that they're doing. Yeah, your pinch is going to be a little different than their pinch, but, you know, I mean, who?
Yeah, but there's something special because there's a story attached and everybody has a story. So that is really great. I love being able to tell my kids about something, a memory that I have, you know, as I'm cooking in the kitchen or when we're eating and we're eating a recipe that belonged to a family member and I'm able to tell that story.
Yeah.
Because our lives, so much of it happens around the table.
It does. Right. And that's even now, you know, I mean, that's how we were raised and that's how much like we try to spend time with our families during dinner, the week, even busy.
Right. And even if you don't, you know, even if you don't have a heritage that where you always had the same food and you got together on the same days or whatever, I mean, everybody eats, right? Every day. And
heck yeah.
And people have friends and families and spouses and you go out to dinner or whatever you do. A lot of your conversation, you know, even how was your day today? I mean, that happens. Those questions happen around the table, usually over a meal.
Well, because if you don't take a minute to sit down.
Yeah.
The conversation sometimes just won't happen.
It does.
Because everybody starts doing something else. You're doing, and whatever stage in life you are, whether you have kids or it's just you and your partner, you and your spouse at home together, one's doing one thing, one's doing something else. And if you don't take the time to kind of gather together, I mean, that gathering, it's almost like it's lost sometimes.
It is.
But we really need to get that back. And that's what we love so much. We love to go out and eat because we love the food, but it's so much about the conversation that we have.
Oh,
we have so much fun. We have so many memories from, and you'll hear some of these different things in times that we've gone out. I mean, I'm sure you all can relate to that. You have to create so many memories when you're out and about, like enjoying food together. It's, you know.
And so we got off on a little bit of a rabbit trail there.
We did.
Yeah. But just saying, okay. I mean, that's not
we do that
at
sometimes.
All.
Yeah. I mean, welcome to our table, guys. This is what we do. Are you feeling like you're part of this crazy conversation?
Yeah. But to encourage people, if there's something out there that, you know, if you are blessed enough to still have your grandmother, you know, go cook with her. And if she doesn't cook, go eat with her.
Yeah, right.
Learn about
her. Let her tell
life.
You the same story over and over and over again. You'll chuckle about it because you've heard it before. But when she's gone,
you'll miss it.
You'll miss it.
That's right.
And you'll be able to smile and laugh
and
about it.
And you won't forget the stories because she told you a million times.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And one day you'll tell your kids and grandkids the same stories over and over
again.
That's
right.
Yeah. So let's head back to Christmas Eve again. So what are some of your favorite things to prepare for Christmas Eve?
Okay. So my family, they all grew up, my mother and her siblings grew up doing the traditional seven fishes, on Christmas Eve. And as their grandparents passed away, they didn't like all seven fishes.
Right.
You know? And that was always a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so they voted on what they liked best.
Yeah.
And which was shrimp.
Yeah.
And so we have always had these
seven different shrimp dishes.
Well, only one, but more like 70 pounds.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So we do that and we do, you know, eggplant and stuffed shells or lasagna and a big salad. And and that's what we do every year. And I really look forward to it. So,
yeah. And my grandmother did this. She was every year, very traditionally, the same seven dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it that way with my family. And we kind of, there are some things that we have, like my one sister, she loves to make crab cakes and that's her thing. And so she's going to make crab cakes every year. Like you're going to know that she's going to make crab cakes. My brother does the salted cod. He does bacala every year. But we switch things up a little bit. It's been a tradition that my son and I will head down to Woolies. We'll pick a fish, we'll watch them clean it, you know, and I'll cook that. you know, we like to do calamari. We like to do some kind of a shrimp dish. We'll do some type of a pasta. Sometimes it's linguine with clams. We've done anchovy. Like we switch it up. We're not, we try to stick with the, you know, the whole idea that we do have seven different fishes. We do that, but it's not always the same. We're not so bound to that because we like to try some different things. And, sometimes, you know, sometimes we repeat things and sometimes we don't.
Yes.
But there's a lot of food.
Yes. So then moving from Christmas Eve, we go to Christmas morning. And what do you do on Christmas morning?
So on Christmas morning, well, let's head back to Christmas Eve a little bit just for a second, because we're talking about food, but we also have little traditions that we do with our kids. And even though like some of our kids are big kids now, we do it just in general. So Christmas Eve, I started the Christmas ornament thing when the year I was pregnant with Christian, with my oldest, I started giving an ornament. Scott, my husband, I would give him an ornament and he would give me an ornament. And then it just started from there. Like, so every year we collect an ornament. And so Christmas Eve, everybody gets an ornament and a new pair of jammies and typically our pajamas. At first, they didn't always match, but I'm going to say for initially they were just like everybody got new jammies, but I'm going to say probably for the past 20 years, they've been matching. So we do matching pajamas and an ornament. And you have this similar thing.
Yeah. I mean, we don't do the ornaments, but we do the matching pajamas. Mm-hmm. And what I'm super excited about this year is I have a grandbaby this year.
Yes,
this is her first Christmas. She's 9 months old. And I was able to find family pajamas for all of us. And even she is going to match us.
I know.
So I am crazy excited about this.
She's going to be so cute. So now we're in Christmas morning, all in our new jammies. And we both have a similar tradition, Christmas morning. So we do like a,
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You want to go with the, you?
Well, no, you go. We'll get there.
We'll get there. We do Christmas brunch at home.
Yes.
With our kids. So it's all of our big kids, little kids, spouses. I have some of my siblings that will come for that. It's not the same crowd that I have Christmas. Not, I mean, like everybody, my siblings and my parents. And my parents are divorced and remarried, and they're all there with us Christmas Eve. They get along really well, guys. It's been a wonderful thing in my life. But I have like a very stripped down version of that Christmas morning. And we do lots. I do usually several different types of quiches and a nice big fruit salad. We have mimosas and creme brulee French toast, which is a recipe that, so my son Christian and Jennifer's son, Polly, grew up together. They were in a band together. And I think I found this recipe online one year.
You did.
Because the boys used to just, they would be staying at, we would have like four or five boys that would sleep overnight at our houses, like for the weekend sometimes. And so I found this recipe and the boys just like loved it.
Yeah, they go crazy
for
it.
And
I
so,
go crazy for it.
Me too. Everybody looks forward to this. It's not a really difficult recipe
at all.
I mix it up.
It's
Christmas
actually
Eve.
Easy because
it's super
everything's
simple.
Done in advance.
Right. Yeah. You
we
do
should
it
probably
Christmas Eve night.
We'll share that recipe on our Instagram.
Yeah, we should. Because I believe it's from, I believe you can find it on
all
recipes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Creme brulee, French toast, allrecipes.com.
So we'll give
and we modify
credit,
it a little bit.
Yes.
Like I do. And both of us actually do something a little bit different than the other, but it's still essentially the same thing and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But so we both do the creme brulee French toast in the morning and
And I do quiche as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I do homemade hot chocolate for the kids. They love that.
We drink mimosas.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit later in the day.
I don't.
If my mother-in-law's in town, then we have mimosas.
Right. That's right.
Are you listening, Renee?
Yeah. Shout out to Renee. Yeah, so then it's kind of crazy at my house on Christmas Day then, because then we leave.
From all the mimosas.
Like, I need the mimosas, guys, to help get me through the day. No. I only have like one.
I'm kidding.
I wait until later. So then we kind of clean up from after brunch. We open our gifts after we do our gift opening. We do some gift opening with the extended family on Christmas Eve. But the gifts that we have purchased for our kids and for my parents, we do that on Christmas morning. Actually, before we eat brunch, Scott and I take the kids into the family room, even while there's other family there. And that's when I give them all their stockings. And so there's that we do. And then we eat brunch and then we open gifts. And then I hurry up and clean up. And then we hurry up and rush down to my husband's aunt's house, where his family will be there just for a couple of hours. And then I hurry up and get back home, because then we have a big open house at our house every Christmas where everybody, like, it's family, friends, some neighbors, whatever. And I prep in advance, and sometimes I'll get a little bit of help from my siblings. If I can get my sister, especially my sister Sarah, if she hangs around, Sarah, are you listening? Stay all day. I'll get her to like put some of the stuff that I have ready, like, into the oven, and I'll have things that are kind of pre-prepared for that. And then we all hang out together Christmas night,
which is super fun.
Yeah. And so that's a lot of fun. So that's our, and the meal kind of changes for that as well.
Yeah.
You know, I like to, this year I'm going to do porchetta. I've not done porchetta. I'm going to do a filet mignon roast, and I'll do ham for those who want to do ham, like with ham and ham sandwiches. And I'm going to do a porchetta, and I'll probably do a lasagna, and or maybe not. I definitely want to do the porchetta, but one thing is for sure, we always have way too much food.
Mm-hmm.
And we always start all of these meals for us, not brunch, but our Christmas Eve meal and our Christmas night. Like, we always kill it when it comes to cheese boards and charcuterie.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's amazing that we even have room to eat.
Oh, there's always
the way
room.
That we do that. Yeah, there's always room.
We make room. We figure it out.
Yeah, which has always been another tradition. So shout out to PenMac, because my son and I, we go down to PenMac in the morning, you know, leading up to Christmas Eve. We go down there, do PenMac, do Woolies, make a couple other stops too. But that's always been a tradition for us. But I have to say, there's a new gal in town.
Yes, there is.
Totally different from, I still have, you know, there's still some loyalty there with PenMac. I mean, I'm attached to, I think it's the Italian gene I'm attached to. But I just want to say, for those of you who have not or are not familiar with Chantal's, it is a new cheese place. I mean, it's been, I think she opened earlier this year. In 2018. I would have to check back and see, but she's right across from Children's Hospital. Anais is her name. She is fantastic. If you go in there, provided she's not busy, I'm telling you guys, she's the sweetest thing. She gives you an education.
Yes.
And she will, you tell her kind of what you like,
you
and what you're looking
taste.
For, and she starts just giving you tastes of everything. And
She does classes, I believe, right?
She does.
Where you can have education classes.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I totally want to take.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, and they're usually, I think they're around $50 a person.
Yeah.
And I believe that classes are limited to like 6 people. She'll also do private. You can inquire about that too, if it's something that you wanted to do with a group of friends. You could do like these private cheese classes. And there's all different kind of things. She'll let you pick if there's specific things that you want to do, or she has specific classes that she, you know, makes the selections and dies.
Right.
But oh, she's very knowledgeable, and I love her accent.
Yeah, no, she's so fun. It's great.
Yeah.
But also, going back to the whole loyalty thing too, every place has its own unique things to offer. So there's not one place, I don't think, in particular. I mean, of course, there are places that we love and that you're going to hear that we love.
Right.
But everywhere has something that makes it its own.
Right.
In the city of Pittsburgh. And so that's what I'm excited about talking about, too. It's like, we don't have to say, oh, we're not going to go here or go there anymore.
Oh, no.
Because every place.
Pittsburgh has a ton of great places. It's really hard to say, like, this is a favorite or that's a favorite. Because, like you said, every place does have something.
Yeah, they have a unique spin on everything and everything they sell and their product and where they get their product from and how they serve or service you. So I think that's worth mentioning. That there are places that we possibly prefer or go to, you know,
for
more
specific
often than
things.
Others.
Yeah.
But yeah, but yeah, I mean,
we have a favorite dessert, a current favorite dessert, you know,
We do.
Shameless plug for Acorn. Their carrot cake is amazing, guys.
It is.
It's like none other. It's not like your typical carrot cake. Chef Scott is fantastic.
But we should probably save that for another episode.
We will. Oh, yeah. No, we'll talk about that another time. But I'm just saying, you know, if you've got some time over the holidays that you want to go, you know, because you're going to need more rich, decadent food, you should definitely go. You should definitely go eat a dessert somewhere. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and hey, I'll probably have cookies left if you want to come have some cookies.
Give us, DM us, guys. We've got cookies.
All right. So we've talked about Christmas Eve. We've talked about Christmas morning, what we do Christmas night. Mm-hmm. And let's move on to New Year's. Should we talk about New Year's or should
I mean, my birthday's in there too.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
I should have said that. I mean, it is should be a nationally like recognized holiday.
It should be. It is. I think it might be. It is in my mind. Actually, I don't know. I kind of feel like over time I've kind of been like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's my birthday. I mean.
Well, the older you get, there's, you know, it loses a little bit of its magic. But I don't think that it should. I really don't.
Right. I know. We've had this discussion.
We have. I mean, there are people who just say, oh, it's just my birthday. Oh, it's no big deal. But it is a big deal.
We should celebrate each other. That's right.
Yeah. You're here for purpose. You were created for purpose. And your birthday should be celebrated. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be crazy fancy or expensive, but you deserve to be celebrated. So if today's your birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. We celebrate you.
We do. So we've gone from Christmas to birthday.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because my birthday happens to be right around Christmas, but whatever. Yeah.
I mean, 2 days later, if you want to send a card or a gift, but
hey. If you want, right. Yeah, right. I mean, guys, if you want to send me a card.
Just kidding.
Yeah. We are just kidding. But yeah. So then moving on to
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
So New Year's Eve is something that changes up.
It does.
I mean, there are some traditions. My husband's family used to have a tradition where they would go to the Szechuan house, which was in Squirrel Hill. It is not there anymore, the original. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And they love that food. Mm-hmm. And so they would go as a family every New Year's Eve early. And then they would go back to their house. And then a lot of people would come over. And so we kind of started doing that for a long time. And then we kind of got out of that habit. And I started having a New Year's Eve pajama party, which I guess it's just,
I think it started at my house.
Did it?
I think we did it because it was before you had the twins. And then when you had the twins, it made sense to be here. Hmm.
So what you want to say is that you started the tradition?
No. Because it's really been, I mean, the twins are 10.
Oh gosh, yeah. They're 10.
And so it's been, and I kind of feel like it's, you know, things will change again at some point. It's not one of those things that we're like, oh my goodness, this is dead set in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someday it might be fun to put on a sequin dress and go have a night out on the town. I mean, that would be great. But right now.
Yeah, we haven't done that for a long time.
We haven't. And this makes it more family friendly. And for now, while we're in this phase of life, it's a good.
Well, because our friends have kids as well.
Similar in age.
Yeah. So we have, there's a group of really five couples that are all pretty close. And four of the couples now have adult children, and four of the couples have younger children.
Yeah.
So both of my kids are now basically considered adults. Mm-hmm. So I fit into one, just into the
and
one
I have
category.
An
but
adult
you've got
child
adult,
and twin 10-year-olds, so I have a big gap in between, and someday maybe we'll
guys,
talk about that.
Guys, she's a grandmother. It's not even, this isn't even, shouldn't even be real life. Every time we go somewhere, people are like, you're what? You have a son that's how old? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer and her husband were, you can't even say high school sweethearts. It was like elementary school sweethearts. It's true, guys.
It is. And that's for another episode.
It is.
I'm sure we'll talk about that because we're.
But I just wanted to say that because people were thinking like, they have to be thinking, wait, you're a grandmother? Yeah.
I am.
You are. She's a young grandma.
45?
She's a no-no. Yeah. Yeah, so that's our New Year's tradition. Again, you guys, Are you getting, like, we spend, when we say that we do all of this life together, we really do.
We really do. Yeah.
We do a lot of life together. We eat together. Sometimes on Sundays we eat together.
Yeah.
We spend time together on the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
We vacation together.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a vacation coming up, and this has nothing to do with anything, but we should, like, do a podcast from our next vacation. That would be kind of fun.
Because we're going to a new location.
We've
never been before.
Yeah. We'll save that for later time.
Yeah. Stay tuned, guys.
So those are our traditions.
Yeah.
And if you have any traditions that you would like to share with us, we would love to hear about them.
Yeah, we would. You can message us on Instagram, or you can send us email as well. My email is star@gormanberggirls.com. And
I'm jen@gormanberggirls.com.
Right.
And on Instagram too, @gormanberg, which I think that you...
GOURMANDBURGH. Yeah. Yeah. Give us a follow. Comment.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Like. No.
Thank you for listening to our first full length episode. We're super excited about this, and we have a lot of things coming your way and our way. A lot more adventures that we're going to share with you. So if you will kindly do us a favor and subscribe to our podcast, we would so appreciate that. And if you actually review us, it helps other people to find us as well. So if you would consider doing that, and even if you'd like to take a screenshot of what it says on your phone as you're seeing our podcast, our logo, and share that on your Instagram, that would be super helpful. And you could hashtag
us.
Hashtag the Gormanberg Girls or Gormanberg Girls.
Gormanberg Girls. We hashtag on all of our photos, we hashtag Gormanberg and Gormanberg Girls. And you can even tag us at Gormanberg.
Yeah. And if you have any suggestions, something that you'd like to hear covered on one of our podcasts, I know that some of these episodes and like today's episode, you're getting to know us, you're getting to know who we are.
Yeah.
So, but you know,
we didn't share a lot of restaurant stuff with you today,
but we will.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And if you have a place that, I mean, that you think that we should try, we'd love to hear about it.
Oh yeah.
Tell us your favorite places.
We want to eat there.
We want to eat there. If you think it's good, guys, we want to eat there.
Yeah. Food trucks, everything.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Everything and anything.
We'll eat it.
I promise.
Yes, we will. Bring
it. We're there.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank
and listen,
you so much.
Have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, however you celebrate. We wish you the best and a Happy New Year.
Absolutely, we do. Be safe, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you'll tune in again real soon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.